I really don't want to be governor. I'm more interested in the movement. If you hit my website, fedupwithcrookedpolitics.com, you'll see it says I'm a teacher, not a politician. And that's what I am. And I believe the best way to teach is not just by words, but by action. So this is a movement to begin the process of getting rid of all the corruption. And folks, I have to tell you, if elected, I will serve. But my main point is to change the system. We have to get money out of politics. We have to put a stop to all these phony, corrupt, political career opportunists, politicians who only care about themselves, not you. This is what it's a movement to stop this.
The thing you've told me repeatedly is that you don't take any campaign donations. You don't seek them out. And if somebody said, Ralph, I'll write you a $100 check or whatever to help your campaign for governor, you won't accept it.
That's
why?
Exactly right. Because it's a bribe. It's a bribe, and they all do it. I've had people offer me money. When I ran for governor in 2010, my budget by design was $450. That came from my running mate, the lieutenant governor. So I kept my word. I don't take money because it's a bribe. It might be legal, but it's unethical, and we've got to put a stop to this.
Your sister's your running mate. Was your sister Frieda your running mate 4 years ago?
Yes.
Okay. All right. We'll talk a little bit about that in a second. How do you run a campaign you do need money to run a campaign. I mean, there are some politicians who will use, candidates who will use their own money. They'll take donations. They might say to the donor, hey, you know, thank you for your support, but you're not getting it. I'm not promising you anything. I'm not promising to vote one way or the other. Why not?
Let me ask you, Rob, what do you think is the best way to get people excited? What do you think? How would you do it?
I would probably have to seek out donations, run some ads, but I would also knock on doors and wear out a lot of shoes.
Well, here's what I do. First of all, I have students.
Okay.
I've taught since 1964. I've got thousands of them. Okay. And I believe the best advertising is word of mouth. One tells the next person, next tells the next person. I believe in this modern stuff. I've got students who are computer savvy. They also help with the so-called social media stuff. So it's the students. It's the trust and it's a belief in each other. I'm sort of like the coach. They're the players. Without them, I'm zero. But with them and my maker, who's number one, the student's number two, and Jaffe's number three. That's how we do it.
And the students all volunteer.
Nobody gets paid a nobody gets paid a penny. That's all volunteers, exactly. We do this because we believe in what we're doing. That's why we're going to win.
There have been a lot of tax increases under the O'Malley administration over the last 8 years. They're not going to be any in a Jaffe administration.
Well, I'm going to try, because if I say I guarantee that, so I can't do that. Because remember, I'm dealing with a state legislature that's morally bankrupt and corrupt. I'm going to try. But folks, I need your help. I want you to please join the movement. Did you hit my website, fedupwithcrookedpoliticsagain.com? You'll see everything there. This is what we need. I don't want your money. I want your passion. I want your love. I want your heart. That's what I want.
If you're not raising taxes, you're not collecting taxes. You're not saying don't collect taxes, but if you're not raising taxes, you know, government does provide services. They provide public schools. They provide police protection. How do you pay for all that?
Folks, it's called volunteerism. I am not going to have any person in government lose their job as long as their ratings are good. But when a person leaves, we'll fill him in with a volunteer. I'm a glorified volunteer. We need more volunteerism. We need more people to believe. What I can do is inspire people. That's what I think I can do, and that's what we're going to volunteerism. More people are going to volunteer to do some of these jobs and make a meaningful contribution to our community.
You're talking about you've raised the issue, and not all candidates have the utilities. And in the literature that you gave me, it says you will attempt to stop BGE from ripping off customers. Everybody has problems with, and you actually sued BGE, if I'm not mistaken. Tell
for $1 billion. And I said the money, if we won, would go to charity. I wouldn't take a penny. But guess what? We had a morally bankrupt judge who said the suit was frivolous, and he dismissed it. Tell that Judge Nance, by the way, folks, I encourage you, don't vote for him. He ought to be ashamed of himself. Tell people who rely on a respirator that this is frivolous. Tell people who rely on a ventilator this is frivolous. Tell people who just have new children born this is frivolous.
You did this, and you filed that lawsuit after one of the storms last year because you lost power here, right?
Correct. Right, right. But the lawsuit, I actually filed the lawsuit, I think it was when I met with you, back in January.
January,
I think.
February, when you came down to Annapolis. Sure.
In other words, one thing I do is I keep my word. I said I was going to do it, and I did it.
Why would you abolish the PSC?
because they're puppets of the governor. They're puppets of the governor, the current governor, the predecessors, and they are a joke and a farce.
How do you regulate electricity if you don't have a PSC? I mean, with state law.
Better laws on the books. Enforcement of better laws with politicians that really care about their constituents and not about themselves.
You got a problem as a teacher with the State Department of Education?
Yes. A lot of wasted tax money. Every county has a Department of Education. Let every county govern and regulate itself in terms of how they want to conduct their educational policies.
Okay, and the Maryland Stadium Authority as well.
What a joke that is. Mr. Angelos and his owner, Bichetti, they're billionaires. Let them pay for some of that stuff. The taxpayers shouldn't have to pay a penny for the Orioles. I love both of them, but this is not for taxpayers. Let these guys, they got all the money, let them do it.
Okay. Let me ask you about you. How do you get the word out? If you're not running television ads, you're not. I don't see signs in this neighborhood saying, you know, vote Jaffe. I mean,
you and I once discussed this. Signs are my students. My signs are word of mouth. And also something else I want to point out to you. I have five principles that I believe in. I'd like to get them in if
sure.
I can. Number one is campaign contribution or bribes. I don't do that. Number two, you serve one term only, because that means you're saying to your constituents, I'm not in this for the money or the power or the fame. I just want to be a good public servant. When my time is up, that's it. I go back to my regular work. Okay. Also, you got to tell the truth, not sometime, but all the time. And I keep away from these paid professional lobbyists. They corrupt themselves. They corrupt the interest group they're supposed to represent. And, of course, they corrupt the politicians. I teach my students to be their advocates. Every student should be his or her own advocate. You have to overcome fear and ignorance. I teach people how to become an advocate. That's what I do.
You were not included in the debates earlier this month at the University of Maryland. There's the debate at Maryland Public Television next month, June 2nd. Are you in that one?
Well, before you go,
yeah.
I was part of a planning meeting last Friday, mm-hmm. in which I was to be a participant in the debates with Ms. Meiser and with Mr. Gansler. And guess what? After they committed to this, I get a call this morning saying, Mr. Gansler and Ms. Meiser don't want me on. You know why? Because they're afraid of the truth. I'm going to expose them for what they are. Politicians who don't tell the truth, who exploit their constituents, and they're not going to get away with this. To Fox 45's credit, they're giving me airtime on May 28th to respond to all this stuff. It'll be 11 p.m. on their news.
Okay, so you get a chance for some, but you're not going to be on the same stage.
And also, on their morning show, they're going to give me time because they know I'm right. I give them a lot of credit, Fox 45.
All right, so you're going to, all right, a free plug for Fox 45. You said you resent the label and are offended by the label of perennial candidate.
Yes.
Why shouldn't we? I mean, I would define any perennial something that, you know, reoccurs. A candidate who has run several times. You're a candidate who's run several times. Why shouldn't we refer to you as such?
I want to be called a perennial teacher. I'm an educator. And I use these campaigns as a teaching tool to show my students what you have to do. But I believe the best way to teach is not just by words, but by action. That's why I'm a teacher, and this is a movement. I'm not a perennial candidate in a sense. I'm a perennial teacher using the campaigns as a teaching tool to show my students what has to be done to get rid of all the corruption.
Mm-hmm. What happens if Ralph Jaffe doesn't win the nomination? Just let's think June 25th. Would you try to run as an independent or as a write-in or anything like that?
You've asked me a dynamite question.
Yeah.
I'm keeping all my options open.
Okay. And you would not endorse any of the other candidates in the field?
Never. They're all morally bankrupt. Never.
You took action as well earlier this year, and we ran into each other in Annapolis because you wanted to meet with Speaker Bush and President Miller. You attempted to sue them, or you asked for the resignation? Tell me about
that. I asked for their resignation because, as leaders of the Democratic Party, they're sending a terrible message. They're part of the problem. They're the biggest part of the problem. These are career political opportunists who only care about themselves. Shame on both of them. I asked them to resign.
How many students do you have volunteering for you? I mean, how big is the movement in terms of
numbers? Thousands.
Thousands.
You bet.
Okay, thousands. And you teach where? And what do you teach?
I first started teaching back in 1964 at Ridgely Junior High School. From there, I went to Parkville Senior High School. From there, I taught the private sector. I taught a course in governmental theory and practical application at Friends School, Rowan Park School for Girls, Friends School, Seton High School and Lutheran High School.
So you've always taught like social studies, government.
Exactly.
Sort of thing.
This is what
civics.
I teach. Exactly. This is what I, and I think I'm pretty good at it too. I think I've got the evidence to prove it.
It was called social studies when I was growing up. Okay, but that's, that. Do you sometimes feel you're out in the, I mean, people don't take you seriously, you're out in the wilderness, that sort of thing, nobody listens to you?
No, as long as in my heart I believe in what I'm doing and I stick to my convictions, that makes me a winner. You know, in our religion, I happen to be Jewish and Orthodox, yes. And our religion goes like this. I'm going to quote you from a psalm. This is one Psalm 132. It goes like this. If one cannot complete a task, but yet faithfully lays the groundwork, the final goal will be achieved in his merit. As long as we're doing the right thing, we're winners.
Let me ask, and Frieda, if you don't mind me asking you a couple of questions, because you're Ralph's running mate, you're his sister as well, and I'm going to just come over here because the microphone cord is short. What do you think of your brother, and why do you choose to be his running mate?
I commend my brother, and not because I'm related to him, but it's a fact. I think what really impressed me, you know, I'm in the education field also. I served in Baltimore County as a teacher and school library media specialist, and my brother taught me how to do it the right way. And it goes back to when he started teaching. When he taught at Ridgely Junior High, he introduced a new method of teaching. He made the political science curriculum come alive for the students. He had the student become the heart of the school matter. And how he did this was, they didn't just read words out of the traditional political science textbook, but rather he brought the process alive for the students. They initiated, they came up with an idea. They gave birth to an idea in the classroom. And they saw that idea transformed into a bill, and then they went through the whole process of how that bill would become a law. They actually became lobbyists themselves. They went to Washington, and they approached the political leaders at the time, and by golly, they saw that piece of legislation signed into legislation by, at that time, President Richard Nixon. The whole idea was not just to say words, but to do.
What was
things into action, and that because the student is the heart of the school matter. And when I became involved in education, that was the focus, to make the student the heart of the school matter. And so now he's transferring that principle into politics, making the citizen, you, me. You know, the citizen is the heart of the school matter, not the office where the politicians stay in and they're concerned about how they're going to get reelected and are they invited to dinners and taking all of these expensive trips.
Yeah. Let me ask, Ralph, I just want to ask a follow-up. And as we tape this, it's the 15th of May. And earlier today, Governor O'Malley signed, among other things, a bill that here in Baltimore County, starting in 2018, there would be a partially elected school board. 7 of those 11 members would be elected. The argument for this was that it would hold, the school board would be more accountable to the public. I'm curious, what did you think of that bill?
I'm not crazy about it. I would like to see a student to be part of the school board.
Well, they do have a student. I mean, I think that student does even have a vote. I have to double check that.
Okay, that's what I would be in favor of. In fact, I went through this process around 19, I believe it was around 1970 or 71, and Mr. Bartenfelder was involved in this.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things I believe in is education. What we have to do is get politicians who will have the integrity to appoint good superintendents, and that's the heart and soul of this. We have to get politicians that we can trust and are ethical. We don't have that right now, so that's what's needed. We have to get the educational process going better than this.
You don't think we could get that on an elected school board?
No, because you have to do what's right,
yeah.
And sometimes the majority isn't always right. You have to also protect constitutional principles as well. Let educators run the system.
Final question. The other candidates and just the ones that are, I'm going to call them the better known candidates, the ones who get all the attention, Mr. Gansler, Mr. Brown, Ms. Mazir. What do you think of all three of them? Is there much difference between the three of them?
What they're trying to do with all... First of all, I respect all three of these good folks. They're, again, they're creations of your maker and my maker. Mm-hmm. But quite frankly, they're just politicians. That's all they are. Just politicians trying to get power and fame at the expense of the voter. That's what I think of them.
And Ralph Jaffe is not a politician. Ralph Jaffe, thank you very much. Appreciate it.